Get ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-52-216374. Or you can email us at the Seed Sowers Ministry 18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
The Holy Spirit and His role in making a genuine vessel. The Holy Spirit and His role in making a genuine vessel. The most abused personality in Trinity is the Holy Spirit. Not the Father. Not God the Father. Everyone knows about God the Father. Some don't know Him as the Father. Some as God. So it's not a problem. Jesus Christ is someone that people say He died on the cross. Some don't agree. Some do. But the Holy Spirit, at least you know that God spoke and He speaks several times. People don't have that poor understanding about does God speaks? Yes, He speaks. The burning bush experience, the mountain of Horeb, the mountain of Sinai, and then all of that. Jesus Christ came as a person and He died and rose again. Who knows the form of the Holy Spirit? Have you ever seen it? Moses even claimed to see back parts of God in Exodus. Which, if we do further studies, you find out that he never saw God. But the Holy Spirit is a person. At no time was His personality known. You only find He said the Spirit came upon Him as a. He always come in simile, as a. As fire, as dove, as a. So He is the most abused personality in the Trinity. But there was a statement Jesus made that it gives us reason to think. What is that statement? John chapter 14. John chapter 16 from verse 7. Sorry, John 16 from verse 7. Read as if you are a pastor. You never can tell. You may be a pastor. Yes, sir.
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth.
I tell you the truth.
It is expedient for you.
It's expedient for
you.
Okay? It's expedient for you that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter. Now, can I have another translation?
For I tell you the truth.
I tell you the truth.
It is for your good that I am going away.
Jesus, don't go away. Stay with us. You are the only one that they know is for your good. Our good. Isn't that enough for you to be with us? It's for your good that I'm going away.
Unless I go away.
Unless I go.
The counselor will not come to you.
The counselor will not come to you.
But if I go,
I
will send him to you.
I will send him to you. Another translation?
But very truly I tell you,
yes, sir.
It is for your good that I am going.
Another translation?
But in fact, it is best for you that I stay.
It's best? No, you stay. You are the savior of the world. You died. You redeemed us from the curse of the law. You stay. It's for your best. To go away, stay with us. Let's walk with you. Stay with us. Abide with us. Brother Peter even said, let's build 3 tabernacles. One for you, one for Elijah, one for Moses. It's for your best that I go away. Your best? Aren't you the Son of God? You should stay with us. It's for your best that I go away. Another translation?
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth.
Yes?
It is your advantage.
It is to your advantage. Our advantage? What is it? Another translation? Yes? It is to advantage, it's for your best, it's for your good, it's profitable to you that I go away. Yes?
It's advisable. It is advisable for you that I go away.
Advisable? When somebody uses the word advisable, that's a big one. It's an advice, serious advice. Let me go. One more translation. Okay, profitable to you, advantageous to you, is for your profit, is for your benefit. The question is, why then is Jesus making this kind of statement? Let's discuss. These are workers, I believe. Why did Jesus make that statement? Yes, sir. Why can't he stay with us? You can raise your voice, brother. You're a worker.
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth that it's expedient for me that I go away.
Yes.
If I agree with you, my computer will not come into you.
Yes.
But if I depart, I will send him into you.
Yes.
That means that, like, when Jesus died, he had to go back to heaven. But the person that will be acting in the role of the comforter to us, the person who, when you're down, when you're in distress, or anything, that will be able to console you.
Can Jesus play that role? He can't?
He can't be everywhere.
Thank you. Yes, somebody else? I see you wanted to talk, so go ahead. Why is Jesus living and he's saying it's to your advantage I'm going?
Praise God. If you never lie, tell the truth. If you are not like it, but not really, the pastor will not fall. But if I do, I will send him to you. Yes, because Jesus brings this hell to them for sins. And if he's not accomplished his purpose by dying and going back to God, like, won't be saved, won't be living by grace that we are now.
Okay.
So, because Jesus can't be everywhere, you have to, like, leave the Holy Spirit with us, that counsel and comfort him.
Thank you. One more. I appreciate you. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. He had to go to prepare a place for us.
And also when God said that he was sitting on the right hand side, so him going back to God and preparing the place, he's not being able to have the capability of all times he's been with us.
Interceding for us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you for your contributions. It is expedient that for you that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Now, when he said, I will send him unto you, how many Holy Spirit do we have? How many people does he dwell inside?
Everyone.
How many Holy Spirit?
One.
Does he dwell in all believers?
Yes, sir.
One Holy Spirit?
Yes, sir.
Is he in believers in the US?
Yes,
UK?
Yes,
China?
Yes,
Kano?
Yes,
Kaduna?
Yes,
one Holy Spirit?
Yes, sir.
How is he able to do that? Because he's omnipresent. He is present everywhere, or he can be present everywhere at the same time. But what will be the real explanation of who the person of the Holy Spirit is? I found out that even Jesus hurried to go back to heaven after he rose from the dead. Why? When Adam was created, let me ask you a question. God was coming to fellowship with him. Where was Jesus in the Garden of Eden? Any record? Eh? Where was the Holy Spirit in the Garden of Eden? Any record? Eh? Who was the personality we practically saw in Trinity in the Garden of Eden? Why was it that Jesus and Holy Spirit was not visible coming down to fellowship? People are saying, why is he asking us that question? Why was the Genesis silent on Jesus, the Word, and the Holy Spirit? Only God the Father. And God comes to the cool of the day to fellowship with Adam. Yes? You. Just say, I don't know if you don't know. You, thank you. Yes, sir. You don't know too. Yes, ma'am. Wow. Who knows? Who said, let us make man our image? Eh? Who was he talking to? Who is the let us? The Trinity. Which includes who? The Father? The Son? Yes, but it's better put as the Word. The Father, the Word, and the Spirit. So Adam carried the nature of the Father, the Word, not the Son, and the Spirit. So Adam shared an omnipresent dimension of God. Why? God told Adam to rule the earth. Is that yes or no? And how was he supposed to rule the earth? From his spot. That's the dimension of omnipresence. Ruling the earth from a spot. Can you rule the whole earth from a spot? You have to be omnipresent to rule the earth from a spot. Adam carried a measure of the dimension. That's why Bible says he named all animals. Yes or no? From wherever they are, how did he do that? We saw a dimension of that in Noah. Was Noah pushing them all around to come to the ark? How did it happen? It was a dimension of that authority lent to Noah. We saw Adam dominating the whole earth because of the authority, a dimension of God, the Father, the Word, and the Spirit, not the Son. Adam didn't need Jesus as the Son. He was the Word. All of these dimensions were possible in Adam. Why? Adam is an epitome and a combination of Trinity. And that's why you saw Jesus in the Garden of Eden silent, Holy Spirit silent. You know why? You don't need to comfort Adam. You don't need to teach Adam. You don't need to guide Adam. That nature, that principle was already in him. Are you following me? Is it getting clear, little? It was in him. So there is no need for Holy Spirit or the Word. It was, let us make man in our. So he had all the dimension of Trinity. So if the Father, God the Father, comes to him, it's like the Trinity had come. Are you following this? So this continued. And you find out immediately after the fall, the Word had to become the Son to redeem the soul. The three dimensions of God in Adam. You find out that Adam is a spirit where God dwells, the one God fellowships. He has a soul. Jesus had to die to save his soul. He has a body. Holy Spirit has to now dwell in that body. That's why your body is called the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, for the fact that we are separating it, It's not a reason to say the unity of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit is not there. Are you following me? We only for explanation's sake, we are talking Father, the Word. Are you following me? Because the three are united as one. Is it clear? Immediately after the fall, he lost his omnipresence. He became limited in time and space. Which time was ruling Adam after Adam was created? No time. There was nothing to worry about. There was no season for Adam. Oh, let's do this before this season. No. There was no season for Abraham, for Adam. No. Adam was God's expression. Immediately he lost it. We saw what happened. Do you remember Eve? Eve was the womb man that was taken out of Adam. Are you following this? And take note that the womb man, which is the woman, was called helper. Do you remember? I will make him an help meet for him. So the woman essentially was standing in the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is called the helper. I will make him an help meet for him. So the woman was standing physically in that ministry to help, to provide guidance, to co-rule together physically on the earth. But immediately they ate the tree, they lost something. Adam now made statement like, I heard your voice and I was afraid. We saw what happened. You now saw that God needed to restore man. Why are we going back to Genesis? It has a reason. The most abused personality is the Holy Spirit. You have to now see, Adam was now trying to meet God. And then we came over to Abraham. You saw the transaction between God and Abraham. You find out that Holy Spirit was silent in the whole of the Old Testament. He only visits and he goes back. People do things by the Spirit and then he goes back. Jesus Christ, we had some dimension of his manifestation in the Old Testament, but it was also not stable. God was the one dealing with man. Yes or no? All through the Old Testament. Do you know that because man is essentially the component, there's something about the Father, the Son, and the Spirit in him. God alone in the Old Testament, he couldn't finish that job. Then what did we find out from the book of Matthew? The Son, the Word had to become flesh and dwell among us. And then we found Jesus Christ. He died, he redeemed man. He restored man. He gave him another nature. And he said, it's also not complete until I leave. How many of you know that the Father walked in the Old Testament? He had to also step back for the Son to take over. Hope you know when the Son also finished, he had to also what? Step back. For who? For the Holy Spirit to take over. So whoever will not understand, walk with, know by revelation, continual revelation about who the Holy Spirit is, cannot come into the fullness of the Godhead. You cannot. The Holy Spirit is the seal of all that God began. The Father, God, gave the instruction, the law. The Son came and showed love of the Father. Who gave the law? So you see, the law is a law of love. But because the flesh could not meet up, it looked like a law of demand. Are you following this? It's a law out of love because the Father is essentially love. But until the Son came, we couldn't understand the law, his own instructions, his own judgment. And the Holy Spirit is to empower you to obey the law by love. Are you following me? The Father gave the law, instructions. The Son came to release to us that the instructions is out of love. He came to show us grace and truth. The Holy Spirit comes to empower you to be able to obey the law out of love, not out of compulsion. God does not give rules and regulations just obey it, obey it, obey. No. The Holy Spirit is so important and vital to us. Jesus said, if I don't go, it's for your good. Meaning, I have died. I have risen. But you will not be able to still do what you ought to do except he comes. If he doesn't come, there is no empowerment. There is no enablement. Yes, it is finished. Yes, it is accomplished. But until he comes, you cannot walk into the reality of all I did. I found out. Jesus said, if I do not go, he will not come. Verse 8, when he is come, he will. I need other translations to help me with verse 8.
When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness.
Holy Spirit, help us now. Can I have another translation? When he comes, okay, prove. I want another simpler translation. Yes. I need another one. Convict. I need something simpler. When he comes, he will convict, convince. Can I have another one? Yes. He will what? He will prove to the people of the world. They are what? Please, we are going now to see who the Holy. When he comes, look at his ministry. He will prove to the people of the world that they are wrong about sin. Holy Spirit is not a language. No! He is not a language. Don't speak a language and think you are speaking. No. Separate it. Listen, please. The personality of the Holy Spirit is important for your understanding before you talk about his gifts. You miss his person, you miss his giftings. Let me ask you. I don't know, brother, that you is my friend. I came to visit you in your house. Which one is important? Is it me or the gift I brought? Imagine I brought things now and I came into your house. You just say, thank you so much. You just collected the gift and went inside the room and you left me in your parlor. I won't come in. You know how many of us are doing? We want to snatch the gift of sin. I say, hallelujah. I got it now. They say, brother, what's wrong with you? Say, you don't understand. If I do my hand like this, you may fall. Get away from my side. We snatch the gifts. We leave the person. You know, let me just quickly rush now. It shocks me when I hear somebody. You know, in the past, if you speak tongues like local tongues, they know that there are local tongues. Baraba, baraba, shabaraba, shabaraba. Say, no, this one is not. It's not there yet. But when somebody say, baro dem ven, seng tuk tem and the dishes, say, This brother must be spiritual. But that brother is a fornicator. I'm shocked. I don't understand. Holy Spirit. Holy. Don't quickly go to Holy Spirit. Holy. There was a brother in one campus. Let me mention the campus. He holds meeting like this, and then any small something, bad, falling under the anointing, chance are scattering. Holy Spirit does not scatter things, he gathers. Some friends said, you see, they say, brother, God is using that in our department. He calls another meeting. And he said, that's the power over there, that's the power. Bad, people are falling. One brother now noticed that. Bro, do you find that it's the same set of people falling every Friday? So that's where the suspicion now came. Hey, Otonio and his sisters. Come on, sir. So these brothers went there. So watch now. That's the part. The same set of sisters on the floor. So they began research. That brother has slept with each of them. Holy Spirit, not confused spirit. Holy spirit, not evil spirit. When he comes, he will show the world how wrong they are. That means if he dwells in you, everywhere you appear, you will prove to people how wrong they are about sin. Because Holy Spirit will not walk in a vacuum. He walks inside a body. This is what it means. Each time you are in a department, everybody knows how wrong they are about the sin they are committing. Why? You are the vessel and the carrier of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So if you are in a department and people cannot, at your presence, they must feel the guilt that time I need a savior. You know, you don't try to say something else. Can you please focus on what our master said? Read on, sir. He will prove to the world. Did you see that? He will prove to the world how wrong they are about sin. What is right about God's judgment? Can I have that translation? Again, sir. Yes. He will what? He will prove to the world to be in the wrong. Did you see that? He will show the world that you are wrong. Your perspective about things are wrong. Who is going to do that? Jesus. Jesus. The Holy Spirit ministry is to show people how wrong they are about sin. So you see, when will the world begin to say we were wrong? When? When they get to the judgment seat of Christ? When? Now. Through who? They don't need to get to judgment seat to understand how wrong they are. Who is going to do that now? From now? The Holy Spirit. And through who will the Holy Spirit do it? You don't understand when the Bible says grieve not the Spirit. Do you know the meaning of grieve not? Grieve not means allow the Holy Spirit to express himself properly through you. Don't block him. You carry the Holy Spirit, but sinners can sit comfortably around you. Comfortably. I hear the Lord said to me, tell my people to return back to what I said. You know why he's the most abused personality in the Trinity? We don't understand what he does. Because we will not listen to our master Jesus. This is what many people have reduced the Holy Spirit to. We have reduced him to signs, wonders, activities. If I come here now, and I begin to speak, and then suddenly everybody was falling, you know, you will likely say, ah, that means Holy Spirit came. What is the Holy Spirit came? What is the Holy Spirit came? That's no, they say, Jesus himself said, when he comes, everybody say, when he comes.
When he comes.
You see, when he comes, the first thing he does is he's going to prove to you how wrong you are. Two, he's going to tell you about what righteousness means, and he's going to explain to you what judgment means. When he comes. Please, do you find in your Bible when he comes, he will scatter chairs? Is in your Bible? You know, I told some bread. No, I used to do some meetings before, and then people will be falling. Oh, I thought I was a great man. If I raise my hand like that, I say, can we take this song? Jehovah is. I know everybody's saying, I need the goosebumps. And I don't know, sisters are the one all the time. And everybody falls. And I said, that's the power. That's the one time the Lord said, stop saying that's the power. If I really come, you don't need to announce. Stop. And this your announcement shows you have a problem. There's something in me likes it. That's the power. That's the power over there. Ushers, ushers, please, ushers. What is wrong with you? I found out. Our master said, when he comes. Oh, hallelujah, when he comes. As he comes, He said yes. As he comes, he said yes. Because when he comes, watch out what he will do. He will tell the world, oh my God, how wrong they are. No wonder when Brother Peter stood up and began to interpret the coming of the Holy Spirit, 3,000 souls saw how wrong they are. What was the question? Men and brethren, what shall we? When he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin. Look, our master, the teacher, took it further. Please read your version now. Look at the way he took it further. Yes? They are wrong about sin because they did not what? Excuse me. A classical example of those who don't believe in Jesus are our loving Muslim brothers and sisters. Who do you think will tell them how wrong they are? So you are not talking to me now. So if you stay with Aisha, Muhammad, Kazim, and you carry the Holy Spirit, what is supposed to be happening to Kazim? He should begin to feel, understand how wrong he is. Oh, you are not following me now. Who will make him see how wrong he is? The Holy Spirit inside you, and he will do that because they did not believe. Yes, sir.
We are wrong about what is right because I am going to the Father and you will not see me.
That one is powerful. They are wrong about what is right because I'm going. You see, I'm going back to the Father to seal up the righteousness I gave to the world. To everyone who believe me, their seal of righteousness is when I carry the nail prints. And that I'm the slain lamb of God. I need to return back to him to say, this is the proof that everyone now in the world is made righteous once they believe in me. If these ones don't believe, who is coming to do the explanation to them? You see why those guys who was in a hurry to leave? Because who will come and do the explanation? If somebody has said, hey, Elubala, sorry, is there someone that does not understand Yoruba here? Ah, sorry, please, I'm sorry for that. If somebody said, Savior, wait now, it's for your what benefit. It's profitable to you, Peter. Peter, don't delay me further. I've given you 40 days proof that I have risen from the dead. I need to go now. Why? Your benefit. Continue, sir.
And they are wrong about judgment because the ruler of this world has already been judged.
Hey, this is it. Who is the ruler of this world? Another translation. What verse is that, sir?
11.
Verse 11. Please, another translation of verse 10 and 11. Yes? The what? Is what? Now stands what? Oh, please. Raise your voice louder and clear again, verse 11. They are wrong about judgment. Hope you know he said it's the Holy Spirit that will do that too. But see him, why? What's the Holy Spirit going to be emphasizing when it comes to judgment? Excuse me, the judgment there, is it this, you know, is it the judgment on mankind? Eh? Which judgment is that? The prince of this world is what? Will be condemned. Eh? Is what? Now, if I'm asking you, when did they condemn him? Eh? Eh? When Jesus, let me ask you a question. When Satan was sent out of heaven, was he condemned? He wasn't condemned. His condemnation was on the cross. Why? Why was he not condemned that time? He cannot be condemned until Jesus comes to take authority and rulership in heaven and on earth. Hope you know the rulership of Jesus. I was wondering that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Where? Both in. The question is, wait. It's deeper. Eh? Every tongue shall confess in heaven. I say, what are they confessing in heaven again? Eh? Oh, don't let us go to Hebrews now. There's something in Hebrews that tells you that the ministry of Jesus, only the Holy Spirit can explain it. That's why you find the master say, he shall glorify me. Who will glorify Christ? When you come up and sing and say, we give you glory, you can be singing empty song. If the Holy Spirit inside you cannot sing that song, it's a useless entertainment. I see you carry mic, you want to sing. Blessed be the, if somebody like, you just look. You see, you are not a worshiper. If the instrument is not right, you can't sing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, you can't worship God. And then maybe they want to change that song and you need the drummer to do. You be the one telling the person that they fast. You know why? You are not a worshiper. You are a liar. No wonder our services are dry. See, and then we have a way of we, you know what they call makeup. Sorry, sisters. It's not because I'm preaching against makeup. But you know, makeup has a deception in it. You make, did somebody say it's not even makeup now, it's makeover. You know, to make something up is that it's not really there. So adjust it to look like it's there. And that's not makeup. You know, you see a sister and say, wow, what a beautiful lady. No, wait till in the night. When she will have washed those things off and then she wakes up in the morning and you meet her. Ah, was it you we saw yesterday? I'm the one now. Ah, sorry, I think it looks. Why is it make up? I wish our sisters can be very real now. I think some sisters here are real. Amen?
Amen.
So, you find out until the Holy Spirit reveals the judgment of Lucifer. Many will still be worshippers of Lucifer. And I'll go a little bit into that. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is what? Who can give me another English for condemn? Eh? Another one, sir. Say that thing is condemned. Eh? I like that one. Useless. I like that useless. Eh? Terminated. Eh? Aban. As if to say, it's condemned. It's destroyed. Rejected. The Holy Spirit is going to show the world that the prince, the ruler, is already what? Condemned. Is condemned. Please, how will the Holy Spirit do it? Through who? Permit me to go a little bit further, and we are coming back to that condemned. Are you seeing that before Acts chapter 2 experience? Acts chapter 1 verse 8 and Acts chapter 2 experience. Hope you know it's our master that is first telling us who he is when he comes. So don't jump what Jesus said and quickly jump to the book of Acts. And enter the book of Corinthians chapter 13 and 14. And you want to quickly begin to talk about the gift of the Spirit. Before they talk about the gift, they say this is the person when he comes. So, brother, each time I see you go, I see the Holy Spirit saying, my son, Allow me to prove who I am. Who are you, sir? I want to show people how wrong they are in your department. I want to show people what it means about righteousness. And I want to explain to them that Satan is no more a factor. The Holy Spirit. I see Jesus hurrying to go because the teacher who will indwell us to do this must come. Please, let's go on further. Of judgment, because the prince of this world. Now, what will make the Holy Spirit to be able to say something about sin? If these people don't believe in me. What about righteousness? I've already gone and I'm glorified. So he can now explain righteousness. What about judgment? The prince of the world is already condemned. Why? By the cross. So the Holy Spirit can come and now show everyone he's been condemned. Don't respect the devil. He's been condemned. One prophet said something about you and he said, no, he's condemned. Howbeit, I have yet many things to say unto you. You cannot bear them. You cannot bear them. Yes, you don't have capacity. Why? Holy Spirit searches the deep things of God. So when we said, let deep call unto deep, oh, Holy Spirit goes to depths of God. For the Spirit searcheth all things. Yea, the what? The deep things. So when the Holy Spirit, we are seeing him, he is actually a searcher of the deep things of God and is unraveling them. Each time you allow the Holy Spirit to do his ministry, do you know that nobody will be able to match your wisdom? Why? You are always what? He's searching out deep things. Jesus said, you can't bear it. I'll be it. Now, I'm talking to you. You can't bear it. Imagine Jesus said, I want to talk. You can't bear. But when he comes, you'll be able to bear. When he comes, there is no mystery of God you cannot understand. I'll be it when he, the Spirit of Truth. Everybody say, Spirit of Truth. Thank you for your response. Say it again. He's come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He will what? I like the way you said it, young lady. He will what? Show me. So that means, with the Holy Spirit in you, nothing should catch you by surprise. Do you know, if we allow the Holy Spirit, please listen, friends. I'm crying in my heart. You know why? We have abused him. If we know him and we allow him, Holy Spirit, if we allow him, do you know, things to come will not be strange to us. You will know what is to come. He will show you things to come. So there is no believer who carries the Holy Spirit and say, hey, that thing happened. It means the way we ought to be. I know it will happen. He said, how do you know? Actually, the Holy Spirit told me. I know it will happen. It will happen. It is that you can stand in your family and say, next year, these are the things that will happen. Why? He will show you things to come. Imagine that even Jesus wants us to know things to come. About the coming age, about the dispensations, the plan of God, the purposes of God for nations, what God wants to do with territories, who is to explain it to us? How come you want to choose a course and you always say, I don't even know the course to choose. I like law, I like, which one? I don't know, I'm confused. I hear some of you who say, something just told me, it's Holy Spirit is calling something, you know? Something just said I should not do something. Can your daddy give you school fees and say, hey, tell her you have paid? Yes. Who gave you? Say, something gave me. Can you call your father something? Say something, something gave me school fees. I don't know. I don't know if it's my mind or it's, I don't even know. Maybe when did Jesus started knowing what he ought to do? Age 12. You are too old. You don't know what to do, and your language is I don't know. I don't know. Pray for him. Have you called our pastor? Just tell them to pray for him. I don't understand these Jupep things. Just pray for him. I don't even know. If I'm tired, self. Holy Spirit lives in you. You are making such statements. And in the service, you are doing barana kata kata. You are a liar. Stop that. I told God one day, Holy Spirit, please, let's talk. This one I'm speaking in tongues and I'm still confused. He don't shame me. What is I'm reading Bible. He said he will show me things to come. Now let's talk. What did I receive? Some of you received emotional spirit. I told somebody, I said, can we follow the Bible? Say yes. Can we follow the Bible? In Acts chapter 2, he said, there came a sound of a rushing mighty wind. Turn to Acts chapter 2. We are going to go back. Sir, please help me with my time. Are we getting blessed?
Yes, sir.
Acts chapter 2. Somebody wants to help me. I really appreciate all our brothers reading for me. Start from verse 1.
On the day of Pentecost.
On the day of Pentecost.
All the believers together in one place.
Yes, sir.
Suddenly.
There was a what?
Sound.
Yes, sir.
Like the roaring of the mighty wind.
Oh, roaring. It's going to say rushing mighty wind.
And it filled the house.
It filled the house where they were sitting.
Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire.
Yes.
Appeared and settled on each one of them.
Yes.
And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh.
And began speaking in other languages.
Now, listen. What appeared to them? The Holy Spirit appeared to them. The Holy Spirit appeared to them. The Holy Spirit appeared to them. No. It appeared to, something appeared like as of fire. He sat on each of them and they were filled with the person. The Holy Spirit is not the fire. And there appeared unto them cloven tongue like as of fire. He sat upon each of them and they were filled. We saw emblems. We saw signs. That's not strange. It's also in the Old Testament. They appeared unto them cloven tongue as of fire. He sat upon it. Please, when they say it appeared unto them and he sat upon each of them, after that day, was he sitting upon them all around? But was the Holy Spirit dwelling in them? So is the Holy Spirit the fire? Because if it's the fire, everywhere they go, what should we see on them?
Fire.
So stop shouting, fire. Somebody say, fire. Mm-mm. It's not fire. It's a person. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire. He sat upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they began to fall under the anointing. Verse 6. They began to fall. Verse 5. And they began to fall under. Did you see something like that? Excuse me. What came? Sound. Was he rushing? Yes. I thought the way it was rushing. Didn't you see rushing mighty wind in your Bible? I thought since it was a rushing mighty wind and it rushed into the house, it should rush upon them. They should fall to the ground. I'm surprised that when the rushing wind came and entered the room, it cooled off and sat. And that's not even the Holy Ghost. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Did you see something like, did you see something like that in your Bible? You know why I'm saying this? He is the most abused personality of the scripture. Did you see that in your Bible? People are receiving baptism of the Holy Spirit. There is all kinds of noise. No wonder after a baptism of the Holy Spirit meeting, everybody, they say, what happened to you? Say, I just got baptized. after the baptism of the Spirit that you claim to have, and then you stepped out of the meeting. Acts chapter 1 verse 8, you cannot preach the gospel. It may be funny to some of you, I intentionally did that because that's the way you are. That's how some of you received. You can't preach. Can't share your faith. These brothers, when they got the baptism of the Spirit, the Bible says they began to speak. They began, and I love the word began, because they never stopped speaking. It's that they began. That was only the beginning. And they began to speak. People were gathered. Brother Peter stood up. Look at the way Brother Peter spoke. Scripture upon scripture, copiously. Logical explanation. Systematic proof of scripture. He was linking Old Testament with the New. He entered Joel. He explained it. And everybody there, for the first time, they saw another teacher. That this one is not a scribe. These are not Pharisees. They spoke with boldness, yet fisherman. You got the same Holy Spirit. You can't quote scripture copiously. You can't explain the word of God convincingly. You can't stand before people and say, I know whom I believe. Because the conviction about Christ's death, only the Holy Spirit makes it real. I told God, I said, God, see, all this my tongues I'm speaking. Can we talk, please? I want the real one. Please, don't first of all look at yourself. I'm talking about myself. You say, okay, that brother is making us feel bad. I'm talking about myself. I said, Lord, please, can you? I like the one I saw here. I like this one. This is the one you talked about. But Peter went to the house of Cornelius. He has not even finished the sermon. I said, Lord, I like this one. Lord, it looks as if this is not the one I got. Lord, I don't know the one I got, but this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe. Lord, I'm observing Acts 2. This is not what I got. And I thank the Lord in his providence. I didn't listen to whatever any preacher said. I said, Lord, I'm reading my Bible. I want this one. September 17, 2011. Some Oseni and their fees was the one preaching. I sat somewhere in front. He never said anything about the Holy Ghost. I've been speaking in tongues before that, but I knew that. You know, excuse me. Abalis, do they also have their language?
Yes.
Cultists, do they have their language?
Yes.
I said, Lord, I know you love me. You died for me. But now I'm seeing. Can you help me now? I want this one. I know. Andy Afis was preaching on let your heart be correct. That was what he was preaching on. And he was saying, people, your heart must be correct. Position your heart must be correct. Ensure your heart is in line with the word of God. Ensure you are not distracted. And I just said, Lord, my heart is not correct. Help it to be correct. This one, my heart is raising about girls. Lord, help me. My heart is not, and I was genuine. I said, Lord, let my heart be correct. Help me, oh God. As I was there, I will never forget. Right from my belly, I can't forget. It may not be the same experience from everybody. I noticed there was a bubbling. I can't explain it. You know, when you seek the Lord genuinely, he will meet with you. Don't follow someone that say, you want the baptism of the Spirit? Yes. Just anything that comes to your mind, say it. Ah. Those are false teachers. Anything that comes to your mind? No, tell a young child to and say whatever is coming to your mind. He will say something. Genuinely ask for the Holy Spirit, a devil will not come. But if you are not properly taught, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How can you call a Holy Ghost baptism meeting and just say, I mean, I've not been filled with the Holy Ghost. Okay, come, now let's be with the Holy Ghost. Excuse me. Our own master, before he left, he taught. Acts chapter 1, 40 days proof of his resurrection, he still taught before he left. No wonder they are preparing for a sound thing. Something they understand. Not something they understand. And then, I just began to speak in tongues. That day, I knew somehow I was speaking the Hausa language. I've never learned it. I just saw Hey, we died, anybody laying hands on me. I was rolling on the floor, not the rolling of the joy. The joy. I would stand up and be walking again. Held my stomach. I was just screaming. My eyes was open. I was seeing the bread and praying. But the tongues kept flowing. I would stop. I will speak. And I remember the Spirit of God, they kept saying to me, this language, this gift is not for show. It's not for show. It's not for show. It's not to carry mic and do. It's not that kind of nonsense. And the joy of the Lord filled me. I knew September 7th. I knew. This is not. You can't convince me. I knew. You know the boldness to preach. The passion for missions. The ability to be willing to die. If my neck had to be slaughtered. Suddenly boldness began to rise. Death no more is not a factor. Why? The prince of this world, he who rules people through the fear of death, has been condemned. Now you can go to the north and go and serve. You are not a. How can you carry the Holy Ghost? You saw your posting in the north. You say no. So the Holy Ghost you have. If we carry the Holy Ghost, do you know what I mean? Each time you see a person to the north, you will go. You see, they will kill you there. Hey, that's an opportunity, Dora. Because Paul said to die is gain.
Yes.
Why do we all love her? You see, some of you are planning your wedding from Dupe. You already have a view of wedding. Love this life. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Look at all our Muslim friends on their way to hell. Loving people, passionate people, falling after a strange God they do not know. And you speak in tongues? I say this with all humility, not that I want to brag. The first Muslim I led to Christ, just call 1 a.m. 1, 2, thereabout. Hello, Robenga. Ah, how are you? How come? Why are you calling me in the night? He said, there's something about you when I see you in the class. There is a joy you possess I don't have. What is it? A Muslim. Hijab. I quickly say, it's Jesus. She said, tell me about that Jesus. I came over to the school the next day. I began to say, the mosque heard about it. It was almost becoming something big. Before people started telling me, okay, we have to do this thing with wisdom and all that. I led another Muslim to Christ by name Kazim. You see, listen, the life of Jesus is not what you can hide. You don't have it, you don't have it. I don't mean I have led all Muslims to Christ. No. Do you know what God plans to make you, sister? Do you know what God wants to do with you? Somehow, you didn't plan alluring. You just, it's well because they didn't want you to stay at home. But rather than waste that, go and do Jupep somewhere. You never can tell. Some of you are even praying the Jupep does not work. Because alluring things, alluring, there are schools. This kind of compound that looks like, there are schools. You never knew that the Lord is walking your way onto something. Some of you will not even pass the Jupep. Because God has another agenda. But it is that God wanted you to come here to catch something. You know, I wish you can be student. And you are saying, oh Lord, what's your plan for this Jupep? And Holy Spirit can just tell you, my daughter, the plan is this, this. You are gaining admission. You will not gain. You see, He will show you things to come. You will do this. I'm working this out. After this, this works out. Now relax, because I'm making a way. There's no giri-giri in your life. There is no seeing results. And you are in tears. They say, Romka, you are not crying. So I wouldn't cry because the Spirit of God told me already, this is what is going to take place. How do you think all of our other friends, unbelievers, will see us? Do you know it will attract unbelievers? You didn't cry? No, I didn't cry. I said, there's a plan on ground for me. By the Lord. I got baptism of the Spirit. I'll never forget. My quiet time changed. I didn't learn singing in tongues from one church. Like everybody now just want to do. Don't copy. It has to be real experience, real fellowship. You don't copy. There's no, don't do copy, copy. Your walk with God, sorry, my dear sister, your walk with God must be genuine. No wonder, you know, Daniel's walk with God was genuine. You throw me to the lion's den, I'm not going to compromise bowing to anything. It was genuine. Brother Shadrach, you had better be wise. Speak, be wise. Tell your brother, Meshach and Abednego, you people should reason. This is Babylon. Nobody tried that kind of nonsense you are doing. They say, listen, look, our conviction is strong. Oh king, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. He saves us, he doesn't save us, it's not the matter. We have a decision and we have made it. Period. Conviction. Did they subdue Babylon or not?
Yes.
They did. Look at your own compromise a little here. Compromise a little there. Look at the things you watch on your phones. You have the Holy Spirit. Somebody is making jest of Jesus. You are laughing. Something is wrong with you. How many comedians make jest of the name of our Lord? Of the things of Christ? In the name of gospel comedy? You try that in Islam? You have Islam comedy? If it's popular, do you see it? Somebody just said, I was going one day and I even saw Muhammad. Can you try that? I was in Jigawa at the time, during my service here. Something happened in Kano. One of their clerics simply said something he discovered about Muhammad. Oh my God. It took him running away. It is our own that can carry the Bible. Make jest of a verse. You carry the Holy Spirit that will reprove the world of how wrong they are, and you are laughing. It's shocking. I'm shocked. They are turning gospel songs, Bado's song, Whiskey, and put the name of Jesus, and you laugh. See, you may not invite me to preach again, and you may go and tell somebody there's one preacher of condemnation. The truth is, that Holy Spirit you claim you have, that is at ease with iniquity, is not the Holy Spirit. I don't care if your tongue sounds like Spanish. It's not funny. It's not the Holy Spirit. It may look like, brother, what do you mean? I'm talking scriptures. And you know, sometimes because, now, look, I'm not denominational. I came from a denomination. But Holy Spirit is not denominational. Don't tell me, but your pastor did the exegesis by quoting the Greek and Hebrew. Go and take all translations and read. Sorry, my dear sister. When he comes, his ministry is clear. God in his providence has sent you to Ilorin to do Jupep. It has a purpose. There is an agenda in heaven. God is at something. Maybe by your life, that's your classmate, that's your friend that may die next year. By your life, there should be a redemption. But look at you and the Holy Spirit you claim to have. You see this thing we call phone? This thing? It's a prison. This is prison. People carry about their own prison chains. See how you sit down. You are being taught by the world system. When the Holy Spirit inside is supposed to say, no, this is wrong. This is, when we now talk about things that are biblical, you are saying, people say, well, it depends on your opinion. Excuse me, what you saw in John 7, is it different opinion? When he comes, this is what you see, not another opinion. You will see it there when he comes. It's not about redeemed Christian Church of God. It's not about deeper life. It's not about Watchman Catholic Renewal Ministry. No, when he comes. We're not talking apartment or trousers here. When he comes, he will show the world how wrong they are. Sister, you are a light. Imagine a sister who claims to have the Holy Spirit keep falling back into sin, falling back into masturbation, falling back into sin. You just keep going around and say, Lord, I don't even know why I'm doing this. I don't even know why I'm doing this. The Holy Spirit is supposed to empower you. I found out when you listen to wrong messages, your life will produce wrong things. When what you hear is not what our master said, you can't have the result our master talked about. Before we close, who is the Holy Spirit? He's a person. And the purpose of God was that he was supposed to dwell inside you and me. Mystery. Is he in this brother? Yes. Is he in this brother? Yes. Is he in that sister? Yes. Also in UK? Yes. Ghana? Yes. Togo? Yes. How is he able to do that? I don't know. It is that this spirit can dwell in everybody. Omnipresent. And I found out, man, if the Spirit of God is in this sister, is in this sister, is in this sister, when they want to speak, they can't disagree. Why? They are supposed to speak from the same source, the Spirit. Division in the church is because the Spirit is not there. Look, if he's there, you can't have two languages. Because when he comes, he will do something. So what he's doing in deeper life, he's doing Christ's embassy, he's doing in redeem, he's doing in select, because when he comes... I met a lady one time, University of Lagos, and he mentioned a church, and this is a church known to be Holy Ghost Church. And she said, I tell you the truth, brother, when I was going to that church, I was a first class prostitute. And he said some things that may not be too good for our hearings. And he said, in that church, I attended that church for long. He said, no, for once I was never convicted of anything. No conviction. I kept attending. No conviction. People do, I don't know what they call it. Somebody gain admission into the school, and from home, or you carry your bag, and then you came to school, and then they are living together with a boy. I don't know what the couple's life. I hope he's not here. Couple's life. Such people attend your fellowship. People are having boyfriend. Boyfriend, you can't show your daddy. The girlfriend, you can't show your daddy. Can you pick your call and say, Daddy, guess what? There's a boy that just spoke to me now. The way he spoke was amazing. I felt, Daddy, you need to meet him. Can you speak? Can you pick a call and speak to your daddy like that? Maybe your own dad is like that. Daddy, I tell you, coming to Jupeb was the best thing when I met this guy. Oh, are you a brother? Hallelujah. Are you a brother? You just say, sir. In fact, when you paid for my Jupeb, I never knew you were paying to see this girl. Can you say that? Now imagine that. Imagine that you know you can't call your parents, because at least your daddy will say, excuse me, please. Are we talking about admission to the university or marriage? Which one are you talking about? I'm sure your mom, the one you connive with sometimes to do things, I'm sure your mom will say, excuse me, my dear, are we talking about your admission, a purpose to fulfill? Are we talking about marriage here? You know you cannot, and the boy will be smooching you by one side. Will be sending you text and say, don't you know, don't you know, don't you know, don't you know what? And some of you are like that. No, some of you will not have boyfriend and girlfriend. No. But you discuss about it with friends. And when if a guy doesn't like a girl, what are you discussing that kind of thing with? But if a guy doesn't, I don't do that. But if a girl is not interested again, let him leave the guy now. And then you have the Holy Spirit, you are discussing such. When you ought to give them the gospel. I hope there are not people here who claim to have the Holy Spirit and you follow Big Brother Africa. I was shocked that I was in the vehicle. Listen, Christian, she will not preach. He will not share the gospel. I sat by there and I was shocked. Passionately discussing terrible things that the devil has faced, and then you see young people preach. They are speaking in tongues. They say, well, I don't really watch it, but I think Kemi's view that day in that episode. What is your problem? You have the Holy Spirit? Can I tell you, as a brother and a preacher and a missionary, you do not have the Holy Spirit. It's Holy Spirit. There are sisters around you. You are the hope they have. They are here. You are the holy, and God is feeling, Kemi, Kemi, that's why I put you there. She will perish. Look, it will be too late. Look at this thing. They say, well, I will talk to her later. The Spirit of God kept nudging you. You have not been trained on how to respond. And some of you are genuine encounter with the Spirit. Some of you are genuine. You just abandoned him. You remember that day. You sought him carefully. You prayed. He came. But you abandoned him. And what did you replace him with? With movies. I tell you as a brother. I talk to you as a friend. Anybody who loves Nollywood, Bollywood, and every other wood may be caged all his life. You know why? The principles shared on Nollywood, but they are not principles of the Holy Spirit. Terrible storylines. Imagine that. Can it cause something, something, something? And they say, featuring revenge, seduction, romance, betrayal. They are mentioning Galatians 5:19 before you. Works of the flesh. And you are saying, let me see that video. Let me see that video. Brother, can we ask you that question? Do you have the Holy Spirit? Look at the workforce. Is this are these intending workers? You are too many to turn this place upside down. Imagine this, our sister. She just goes like that, standing for the Lord in her department. And she just saying, Lord, I am here. I am little, but you can help me. You are here inside me. What can I do? Holy Spirit, help me. There's a purpose. There's a reason. I could have died long ago. An accident could have claimed my life. You took me all the way to this place. Lord, there must be a reason. People perish in accident. You have protected me. Lord, why am I here? Holy Spirit, I'm here. You think you are talking to the Holy Spirit like that? It will not help you. It's time to pursue revival. Back to the Bible. Look at the genuine encounter you had that day with the Holy Spirit. You knew it was genuine. You knew. Somewhere along the line, you are just playing PS2. You like this that everyone has a purpose for. You are playing PS2. They say, brother, are you saying PS2 is a sin? I didn't say it's a sin. But the way you are going about this, you and a man, you are just busy about games. God is in need of women that are mothers. They don't have physical children, but they are mothers. They work in their department as mothers. Everyone knew that. Said she may be small, but she's a mother. That woman, that lady, I don't call her a lady. She's my mom. I say, come on, are you both not in JUPEP together? You don't know what you're talking about. Spend 10 minutes with her and see what I'm saying. She will tell you things to come. Mothers who can see for people. How do we call ourselves Christians? I cry sometimes. I say, Lord, what is wrong with us? The Lord said, you see, I said, Acts chapter 2, that when he came, they were filled with the Spirit. Peter began the message, began to quote the scriptures, began to explain. By the time he finished his message, about 3,000 souls began to say, what shall we do? After that, you go to John chapter 3. Acts of the Apostles chapter 3. You saw that they went up to the temple to pray. Look at what Peter and John did. And then when that one rose, look at what other people, the persecution came. What was their prayer in chapter 4? Look at their prayer. Lord, that you may grant unto us that with all boldness we might preach your word, and that you might show signs and miracles through thy holy child Jesus. The Bible says when they had prayed, the place where they were was shaken. Who was shaking the place? The Holy Spirit. And the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied. It is the Holy Spirit that multiplied disciples. You know why? Because when he comes, if I can find few of you who after this meeting can go and lock up the Holy Spirit that I've had. Now I got baptism and I knew you were genuine. Somewhere down the line, I think I dropped you off. It's time for you to gain your space. You need to resume your duty. and then to switch off your phone. I wish God can show you that there are greater things locked up within you for the nation of Nigeria. I'm not just speaking like, let us encourage you. I'm here telling you what the Lord told me, what He's speaking through me. Before me are people that are equal to nations. But God said, who is teaching them? What are they listening to? Because they are not functioning the way they should function. Why? The personality now that is controlling the affairs of the heavenlies is the Holy Spirit on the earth. He is the one legislating on behalf of God on the earth. And most of the time, you find out that the only time in the Bible you find the word rushing mighty winds, cloven tongues of fire was in Acts 2. After that, do you ever find anything rushing mighty wind? Do you have anything like cloven tongues of fire? In the house of Cornelius, any rushing mighty wind? Any cloven tongues of fire? He has been doing his work quietly but effectively. I see us right now trusting the Holy Spirit. Do I still have time? Brother, do I still have time? Amen. Now, can we just look at what our Master said in John 14:26, John 15:26? Who is helping me, please? Oh, you may be a pastor tomorrow that will lead revival. Can you raise your voice? When is the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit? Whom the Father will send in my name. Oh, He will what? Oh, He will what, sir? He will do what, sir? Teach you. I like that. This lady kept personalizing it. He will teach me all things. Yes, sir.
And bring all things to your neighbor.
Yes.
Whatsoever I have said.
Wow. He will teach us all things. Please, sir, what will all things mean? Thank you, sir. All things. I was amazed to write a test in physics while I was in the campus. And when this woman said the question to the physics lecturer, I didn't know it. She had not taught us. And I said, Holy Spirit, help me. I was shocked to be writing things I've never been taught. Nobody told me. I wrote it down. I think it was something on mirror or something. And I wrote it down. And I wrote it down. And I explained. When I finished, I was like, why are you explaining as if you read it in a textbook? I just enjoyed it. When they marked the thing, I got it. Oh my goodness. I was surprised. Another time, I was shocked that I went to the school library at the beginning of the semester. It's good to always start at the beginning of the semester, not when the exam is closed. And I began reading. And the Holy Spirit said, my son, I want to show you your exam questions. At the beginning of the semester. Lord, beginning, how many months do you have in a semester? 3-4 months. At the beginning, okay, go now. I went, pick this book. I picked and opened. I opened. He said, these are your exam questions in this course. Hey. I wrote it down beginning of the semester, 3 months or 4 months after, word for word. Word, and before him, word for word. You know what they call cheap A? Sorry, my wonderful Igbo and friends from the other tribe. Unquini hate you lagbara lo. No struggle. Word for word. That day, it's as if the Lord was calling my attention. This Holy Spirit is real. The Lord said, I should ask you, how real is the Holy Spirit to you? You know, if those were the two experiences in my life, I'd say maybe two. No, I have another. And I can keep going on. Am I a very, very perfect brother? No, I'm also growing, trusting Him to grow much more than this. Another time, our lecturer will always give us AOC. I don't need to do AOC here. And this is not strange. Forgotten the name of the lecturer now. This is not strange. He gives us AOC. We've been reading his AOC and it comes out. This time around, he gave the AOC, sent somebody to give us the AOC, and he gave us the AOC, and the Holy Spirit said to him, my son, he's not going to come out. I told Holy Spirit, he's the lecturer. That's what he gave us. That's how he does. The Lord kept saying to me, it will not come out. That's not what I told Holy Spirit, he did it last year. That's how he does. We know till exam. Those who said it will not, I didn't listen though. Because something means, he's a lecturer now. Not you. About 5 to 10 minutes, 5, 10, 15 minutes to the exam, we're all in the hall. And the Spirit of the Lord said to me, Leke came in. I won't forget. Leke came in. He came late. And the Spirit said, ask Leke to give you his advanced physics textbook. Leke will not give you that kind of textbook at that time. No. Bro Leke, did you bring your advanced physics textbook? Say yes. Can I please use it? Suddenly he just gave me. I opened, not as if the Spirit now spoke. No, I just opened like, this Spirit, this one you are still speaking. And I saw a question, long answer. I started cramming. And I finished the cramming, lecturer came in. Drop your bag outside. Long one. And we all opened. And then distributed the question. Question one compulsory, what I just crammed. Away from the AOC. And it was the highest mark. All of that just carry kwe marks. You know, la cram la po. I just started writing. Because you know, it's still fresh. All the comma, all the spots, all the units, everything. After I finished, and you, the Muslims in my class, I remember his name, Mukandam Yusuf. This one is a student but already high in Islamic world. He came and said, what nonsense! Hiroshi Walele! This is nonsense! How can they distract us? Have you pastor? I said, yes. They distracted us. Every student can say, unnecessary, but that's the way he used to give us AOC. When the world was complaining, I addressed. When the result came out, Cheap A. There was another one. That's why I'm going to stop. It's not one thing that happened once with me. I was sweeping the room. I'm the only student that offers that course in that room. All others were seniors. I was sweeping the room. I didn't write any question. I only saw a paper. And when I saw, which paper is this? I saw. The course I have tomorrow, 5 questions. Answer 3. Paper, not exam paper. Paper. I'm the only student here. I'm the one studying here. Nobody came here. What happened? Then I saw. Suddenly in my heart, there was a witness. You better study these questions. And I tell you, I found the questions the next day. Who dropped the paper? I don't know. I can go on like that for you. The last one that was the most amazing for me. I obeyed the Lord on something because the Holy Spirit told me to do it. So I did it. And in the exam hall, I will not cheat. I will not copy. You can't have the Holy Spirit and cheat because it will show the world how wrong they are. Can you join the world in their wrong? No. So somebody was, and I don't know the question. Question 1, compulsory. Oh Lord, I don't know it. You know 1A. You don't know 1B. You don't know 1C. You know small out of 1D. This is so scattered. Amen. Why am I using these examples? How real is the Holy Spirit to you? And there I was, having done all these things. Somebody was trying to whisper the answer. I was tempted to listen. The Lord said, no, you will not compromise. I live inside you. I wanted to go and submit because there was nothing to write again. I knew I was going to fail that course and I was going to have extra year. I said, Lord, I would rather fail and have extra year than bow to compromise. Once the Spirit of God saw that decision, he just said, don't submit. Look at the question again. Look, he's real. And I was looking at the question. Just looking. Suddenly I just said, Bersham's line equation. Okay. Let's plot the graph now. That was what I was doing. Let's plot the graph now. Hey, where these ones look like coordinates. Okay. And let's put it here like this. I was doing all that. And when I finished, one of the students that I know is very good, I said, bro, can you help me with this question? And he began. All the things I called rubbish were the answers. And he began to say this way. I said, do you mean it's the way? That's how I went through the university, by the help of the Holy Spirit. I wasn't a lazy student. No. You know, there were people in my class that were coming for tutorials. When you come for tutorial to meet somebody who carries the Holy Spirit, what will he do to you? He will give you Jesus. I close with that statement. How real is the Holy Spirit to you? Do you know, as I stand before you, I'm still wanting to know more about this person of the Holy Spirit. He will teach you all things. He will guide you into all truth. All those things you call controversial issues, he will guide us. He will teach us. The same thing you find in John 15:26. Who is reading for me? He will what? He will guide you to all truth. He will teach you all truth. He will testify of me. Listen, you cannot say you have the Holy Spirit. And see, what the Holy Spirit does is to testify of Jesus. His death, his burial, his resurrection. Thank you, Father. You see, the Holy Spirit is the person that makes you to live the life of Jesus. Because when the Bible says he will testify of Christ, how will he testify of Christ? Through you. Who is Christ? The anointed one. Anointed to save and deliver. Christ has no link. You remember when Pilate was asking him, I could save you. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. If it is of this world, I will have commanded my servants. They will have defended me. Why did Jesus not call his servants? It is because he had no connection with the world. If the Holy Spirit is in you, he testifies of Christ through you. Do you know? Who is Christ? Christ is the Holy One, the anointed one, who has no sin in him. You remember Jesus said, the prince of this world comes and has found nothing in him. You cannot carry the Holy Spirit and the luggages of the devil is still found in you. The true mark of the Holy Spirit is that he testifies of Christ. And Christ, what is the ministry of Christ? He came to redeem and cut us off from sinfulness. If you have Christ in you, who is the hope of glory, there is no connection between you and the world system. There is nothing in the world that you love, that you like, that you want to be like. You don't have a role model in the world if you are in Christ. You know why? What shall it profit a man that gains your world and what? Lose his soul. Such a man can't be your own role model. That beauty, whatever, that you are always looking at in the magazine can never be your role model. Because in you, the Holy Spirit says, what does she have that you need? You are greater than her. What is that TV presenter saying? What is that beauty modeler saying that you will ever like? Why? The one who is in you is greater than the people in the world. So you will see yourself not doing giri-giri on one beauty pageant. You will not be doing giri-giri on one magazine. Why? The principle that operates in you is higher. You won't see one Genevieve or something, and something you say, I just like it. You can't like it. Christ in you is the hope of glory. They say, Tola, why? We are talking about social things. You are not even sociable. You can't be sociable. Because you are associated with the person that is higher than the world. It doesn't mean you are irritable. You have irritation about people. No. People will know you genuinely love. But you are not that social person in their own midst. When you come around, they know light has come. So listen, if you want the truth, meet Ram, okay? I know what I'm telling you. Light has come. What are you doing? And you are struggling with masturbation. And you are struggling with lying. You exaggerate a lot. And you pray in tongues. Brother, can we question you? Can we ask you a serious question? Why do you exaggerate so much? Why do you find yourself locked with movies? You call them action movies that is producing negative reactions in your life. Your fellowship with the Holy Spirit is not intact anymore. You enjoy discussions than fellowship with the Holy Spirit. How real is the Holy Spirit? You will find a place to pray. Whether you want to stand, whether you want to sit, you are saying, Lord, I encountered you. But Lord, I abandoned you somewhere along the way. I want a reconnection. For you, you know it was not genuine. Somebody only told you to be saying something. I don't know. I just felt right now in my spirit. Let's give you space to pray. And I want genuine people to say, Lord, I'm struggling. Lord, I'm struggling. If I've met the man of Calvary, Christ, through the Holy Spirit, I tell you the truth. Everything that has to do with the world system, please listen to me. Anyone who has genuinely met the person of Christ through the Holy Spirit, you can't like this world. Please, don't flog it too much. You can't like this world system. Everything in this world system you will hate. He that loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. It's a period. They won't discuss a movie actress and you enter that discussion with them. You can't. The one in you cannot discuss it. They won't discuss about a role model in the world system and you enter into that discussion with them. Did you see the new videos or something? You can't discuss it. The one in you cannot discuss it. Why? We are higher than them. Who is Badu? We are higher than him. What is his wealth? It will perish with fire. Listen, with the Holy Spirit in us, lack does not rule us and wealth does not rule us. We are not moved by lack and we are not moved by wealth. We've been totally cut off from the world system. Money does not dictate the course we study. Because those that are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Why do you want to be a teacher? He told me to do it. No more medicine or law for the sake of money. Some of you are servants of money unconsciously. You are servants of relevance. You want to be relevant in the society. That's what is making you choose your course. You are no more a slave to relevance. They say, brother, won't you be relevant? He said, for what? What do you want me to be relevant for? I'm already relevant in Christ. Whatever Christ now needs me to be for him, it is him that wants to be relevant. So if he wants to do it through medicine, let him choose it for me. Because it is no longer I. It is that Christ lives in me. It is no more me that wants to go and do one course in one university. If he will send me to Kwasu, he is the one. Do you like Kwasu? I don't like Kwasu. But the one in me wants Kwasu. So I love Kwasu. Why? Wherever he sends me, I will go. Because there is no more life that I carry for myself. Why? The Holy Spirit testifies of Christ, not of me. If you have him, you will find out that thing you are struggling with will break. Now, while everybody prays, don't play. Talk to God. Because whoever abandons the Holy Spirit will be relevant for life. Your relevance is in Christ through the Holy Spirit. All is bound, all is closed.